सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः
मङ्गलाचरणं
तपोभीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते
तपोभीक्षीणपापानां हु हैज रिड्यूस्ड और डिस्ट्रॉयड all his papa, papa means vasanas, all his papa, how? By tapobhihi, by austerity, who has reduced his vasanas by austerities. And what is the greatest tapas? Manas cha indriyanam ekagrayam param tapa. The supreme tap is, if you are able to concentrate, withdraw your mind from the object, emotions and thought, from the world, and concentrate, ekagrayam, then it is the greatest tap. And if you are able to do that, then what will happen? Santanam, santanam, next quality will come, your mind will become peaceful, santanam. Bitaraginam, bitarag, rag means you are no more trying to get sukh from the world. That means there is no desire for the sukh from the objects of the world. Bitarag, gone beyond the desires also. If you have all this quality but you don't have mukshuttam, mukshuttam means I want to get liberation from this sansar. Then, apekshoyam atmabodho vidiyate, and hoping to gain this permanent sukh, for such seeker, atmabodho vidiyate, it is being prescribed or it is being written, composed for such people. Atmabodha, atmabodha means the knowledge of the self. Then the first concept was said in verse number 2. What is the first concept? According to Shankaracharya, this is the topmost concept. What is that? Bodha anna sadhane bhyohi sachan mochaika sadhanam. There are many sadhanas. But among all those sadhanas, bodha, the jnana, the knowledge of the self, is sachat, direct, eka, only one. Sadhanam, that we have to be very clear. Other are paramparat sadhana. There are two types of sadhanas. One is sakshat, another is paramparat. Secondary sadhanas are also required, and the primary is also required. Like in the cooking, all ingredients are also required. Fire is also required, but the fire is the direct cause of cooking. Without fire, cooking will not happen. Similarly, parampara sadhan is equal to all the ingredients. That is also required, and at the same time, sachat sadhan, direct sadhan, that means the knowledge of self is also required. Bina moksho na siddhati, vannivat jnanam bina, without knowledge, whole life you continue to do karma yoga, bhakti yoga and dhyan yoga without knowledge, liberation will not happen. For liberation, we must have this knowledge of the self. That doesn't mean that you stop all other sadhana. Those are required. Those are required for the santanam vitaraginam, for purification of mind, for reducing the desires. You have to do all these things. Karma yoga, bhakti yoga, dhyan yoga, kala yoga. All things are to be done. Then a question may come, can I do it by karma? Shankaracharya ji says, no. In Vivek Chudamani we have seen, vastu siddhi vicharena na karma koti bhi. Koti karma you do, but you will not get reality. Vastu siddhi vicharena, vastu means reality, you will get only by vichar, by inquiry, by knowledge. Same thing here Shankaracharya ji says, avirodhitaya karma na vidyam vinivartayet, vidya avidyam nihanteva tejas timir sangavat. Tejas timir sangavat. Teja means light. Timir, darkness. Darkness can only be removed by light. By koti karma, you cannot remove the darkness of a room. Similarly, the darkness inside us. What is that darkness? Darkness is, I don't know my own true nature. That is my darkness. I don't know my own atma. That is darkness. How this darkness can be removed? Only by vidya. Why not by karma? He says, karma is not the opposite of jnana. Who is the father of karma? Avidya? No. Oh. Karma comes because of desire. Why the desire arises? Avidya. And that avidya is represented by vasana. Avidya cannot bring vidya. Ignorance can never bring light. Therefore, by action, you cannot get it. Action is because of this vasana, avidya. What is avidya? Not knowing this is avidya. Vasana arises in us because of avidya. It comes as a desire, and then at body level we act. Therefore, karma, by karma, we can never get this knowledge. So be very, very clear about that. But that doesn't mean you will not do puja, japa and all that. You have to do, you have to do the tirtha, brahman, ganga, snanam, everything you have to do. You have to do the japa, upasana, everything you have to do. Why? Because it is paramparat sadhan. We need both sadhan, paramparat sadhan and next one, sakshat sadhan. Both sadhans are required. Karma yoga comes into that. Karma yoga, when the karma yoga is over, no more duties, finished. When the karma yoga gives you the result, what is the result of karma yoga? Vasana chaya. When the vasana chaya has happened, not required, go ahead. It has given its result. You have boarded a flight from Chicago for Delhi. When the flight has landed at Delhi, leave the flight. We don't sit there. We deep plane, chhod do usko, then where is my destination? Come out, you go your home, you take another ride.
Is the father of karma yoga also vasana? Is the father of karma yoga also avidya?
No, you see, the karma yoga we are doing to reduce the vasana. The father of karma is the vasana. Now we want to reduce the vasana. And for reducing the vasana, you have to do the worship, puja. Puja of whom? Puja of Lord. Therefore, we bring in Ishwar in our karma. Up till this day, Ishwar was not in our life. Not in our life means we are doing only puja and all that. For a small period of time, it was there. Now we are doing it for the, we are doing all the karma as worship of the Lord. Earlier I was doing worshipping my own ego. Worshipping my own ego means the vasanas were increasing. Now worshipping by Lord, vasanas are reducing. We have to reduce the vasana. For reducing the vasana, there is only one method. It is not prescribed by any philosophy other than Advaita philosophy. Only the Hindu scriptures tell, Bhagavad Gita tells that this vasana can be reduced only by karma yoga. We have got no other choice. We have to do karma yoga. And the purpose of karma yoga is to reduce the vasana. When the vasana is reduced, now you are fit for the knowledge. Go to the guru, get the knowledge. Otherwise, what will happen? Without purification of mind, we are all like Arjun. Arjun also got knowledge. In 20 verses of Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, he got the knowledge. But he could not experience. Therefore, Lord prescribed karma yoga for whom? Arjun. And we are all Arjun. The best medicine to reduce the vasana is karma yoga. Is it clear? We have got no choice. The knowledge should be doubt-free. Science, you have to understand what is the science behind it. Once you understand the science, then you will start walking. If you have got a doubt, you will not do karma yoga. So therefore, our knowledge should be doubt-free. Why we have to do karma yoga? Now, what is the difference between upasana, jnana, karma? Is this upasana also not karma? Is jnana not karma? Yes, in a way they are karma, but they have got a difference. There is a subtlety in them. That is why our Shastra says this is karma, this is upasana, this is jnana. What is the difference? Whenever I say karma, a thought comes into mind that I have to do a lot of activity. Early morning we get up, we make our plan. We have to go to downtown, we have to go this thing, this office, that office, then we have to visit the Patel brothers and what other brothers are there. We have to do and come back. And in the meantime, we have to do all other things. Karma, I have to do. Aaj bahut kaam hai. Aaj whole day I don't know whether I will be get time for the lunch or not. The moment I say karma, activity comes into your mind. Yes. Now if you say, mere ko upasana karna hai, is any gross thing coming to your mind? Nothing comes to your mind. Somebody sees you are doing the upasana. You are mentally doing the japa. But the other person, when he sees you, he will say, no, he is doing nothing. Because there is no physical activity. You have closed your eyes. But inside mind, you are continuously chanting the name of the Lord. In the upasana, there is no physical type of activity like we do in our worldly activities. Upasana. Then what is jnanam? Jnanam is more deep, more subtle. More subtle means the result happens then and there. Immediately result happens. What is this? You see the book and knowledge comes, this is book. In the karma, the result may come immediately or may come after many, many lives also. Upasana also, result is happening, but you don't feel it. It takes long time. Then you realize that upasana falls are coming, japa are coming. Now, when I am doing the japa, my mind concentrates. one of the most senior Swamiji in Ramakrishna Mission. We used to go and attend his lectures. Once he said, at that time he was 65 years old. He said, I am practicing for nearly 40, 45 years. Now when I take the name of Ramakrishna, my mind stays there. It does not go here and there. You see the fruit of action, it comes after a long time of sadhana. But the knowledge, does it take any time? If your mind is prepared, the knowledge will happen in a second. 1 second it will take. And the classic example is, if the room is dark for 1,000 years, bring the light, how long it will take? Instantly it will happen. Similarly, after giving the knowledge to Arjuna, nothing happened to Arjuna. Lord realized there is an obstruction, something has to be done. And what is the obstacle? Only one obstacle, vasana. And how it is to be tackled? Karma yoga. So this jnana also is a type of karma, but it is very subtle. Like in Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita is there. But we study Bhagavad Gita separately. We don't have to study the Mahabharata. Gita itself gives us the whole knowledge. But Gita is the part of the whole Mahabharata. So without reading Mahabharata, we get the benefit of Bhagavad Gita. It is not so. We don't have to study the whole Mahabharata. Kya ghatna ghati? There are 100,000 verses there. The 700 verses in Bhagavad Gita give us the knowledge. So it is happening where? It is not gross. It is happening at the mental level. It is subtle. All the knowledge are happening in the mental level. For that you don't have to do any activity. Even while reading your novels, you are understanding then and there. Is it not so? You get the benefit. The jnana gives you the immediate result. Therefore, thinking, inquiring, contemplating is jnana mark. Only you have to think, you have to contemplate, you have to analyze, and the analysis is very simple. You have to discriminate between two only. There are not three or four things, only two things, Atma and Anatma. If you are able to discriminate between Atma and Anatma, chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita says, you are a jnani. If you can distinguish between what is Kshetra and what is Kshetrajna, you have got the knowledge. The people say he is busy when they see you physically busy, but when they say you are doing nothing, but still you may be doing some karma. So the only way to get the knowledge is vichar, inquiry, analysis, thinking, that's all. And that for that you require subtle mind, sukshma buddhi. A person may be very successful outside in his profession or in his business, but we cannot call him that he has got a sukshma buddhi. Only a person who can discriminate between Atman and Anatman, according to our scripture, he alone has got the Sukshma Buddhi. How the Sukshma Buddhi will come? Sukshma Buddhi will come when the vasanas are reduced. Then a jigyasa, an inquiry will come in us. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? This will come only when the vasanas are reduced. If the vasanas are more, like 99.9% of the Indians in Chicago are in OET. Is it not so? The inquiry has not come. they will not come here. Doors are open. They will not come. Vasanas are more. Okay, let us see the verse number 4.
Avachinna iva jnanat. Avachinna iva jnanat. Tannashe sati kevalah. Tannashe sati kevalah. Swayam prakashate yatma. Swayam prakashate yatma. Megha payengshu maniva. Megha payengshu maniva. Avachinna iva jnanat. Tannashe sati kevalah. Swayam prakashate yatma. Megha payengshu maniva.
Megha paye ansumaniva. Ansuman. Ansu means rays. Ansuman, one who has got the rays. Like Dhanvan. Dhanvan, who has got dhan. Balvan, who has got strength. Ansuman, who has got ansu, rays. Who has got the rays? Sun. So ansuman means sun. Megha paye ansumani. When the megha comes, the cloud comes, what they do? They cover the sun. Is not so? Really speaking, nobody can cover the sun. Why? Suppose in Chicago it is cloudy, we are not able to see the sun. Ask Minneapolis, ask New York, Washington. Are you seeing the sun? Well, yes, we are seeing. Why are we not able to see? Because the clouds are only 2 to 3 kilometers away from the earth. And only that much of cloud has covered sun for the Chicago people. But it cannot cover the whole world. And another beautiful thing, because of the light of the sun itself, we come to know that the clouds have covered sun. Is it not, sir? It is the light of sun which tells us that the sun is covered by the clouds. Suppose if I want to see sun, what I have to do? Remove the cloud. Apai, remove the cloud. Similarly, Atman can never be covered. But avachinna iva ajnanat, avachinna limited, avachinna iti iva. Iva means as if it is not really covered. Iva is very important, as if it is covered. By what? Ajnanat, because of the ignorance, that Atman is covered. Tannase sati kevala. As you remove the cloud by wind for seeing the brilliant sun, you don't have to do anything. Similarly, to see the Atman, what you have to do? Tannase. You have to remove the ignorance, that's all. Only the ignorance has to be removed. How the ignorance can be removed? By knowledge. Avidya, ignorance is avidya. Avidya can be removed only by vidya. So vidya will remove avidya. When avidya is removed, what will happen? Like the sun, signs. Similarly, you will see the Atman. Swayam prakashati. Swayam prakashati. Swayam prakashati. Self-effulgent. Then for seeing that Atman, you don't need any instrument. Like to see the bright, brilliant sun, do you need another lamp? No. Nothing is required. You can make an experiment. We have got this small this candle, battery wala candle. You can make it on off, keep it on the table. Switch it on first, turn it on, then cover it by a blanket. Now that light you can't see. Suppose you want to see the light, what you have to do? You remove the blanket. Now to see that light, do you need another thing? No. Swayam prakashate. Simple experiment. Sati kevalaha tannase. When the ignorance is removed, then kevalaha. That keval, that alone remains. Avachinna. Because of the ignorance, we feel we are limited. We are limited. How limited? We think we are limited in money, power, strength. But our scripture says, no, you are not a limited company. Who are you? You are infinite. You are not that. And who is limited? Desh, kal, vastu, parichin is limited. And that Atma Tattva is? Desh, kal, vastu, aparichin. Not limited by desh, kal, vastu. We are limited by desh, kal, vastu. I am sitting in this chair, I am not there. Therefore, I am limited in this space. This body was not there, say about 75 years, 74 years ago. Maybe after 10, 20 years it will not be there. Limited in time. Vastu. Vastu means I am in this body, I am not in this book. So I am limited to one object. So we feel we are limited. But that Atman is Desh, kal, vastu, parichin, rahit. Another way you can say. Either you say desh, kal, vastu, aparichin, or you can say desh, kal, vastu, parichin, rahit. It's not limited by desh. That means that kevala, that one vastu, is not limited in any space. That means it is all pervading. It is not limited in time. Trikale tishtati tisatvise. It's not limited in time. And it is not limited in any vastu. It is gone everywhere. In each and every vastu, in each everything of the world, it is there. Even in the atom also it is there. And the whole space also it is there. So, that is kevala. And what is its nature? Sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahita. Another quality. One is that kevala, that Sachidananda is, you have to remember these words. Desha kala, aparichinna. And sajatiya, vijatiya, bheda, rahita. So, sajatiya, sajatiya means in the same jati, in the same species, like in human beings, we have got many jatis, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaisya, Shudra, by color, brown, white, then black, then according to the nationality, Indian, Japanese, this, that, then according to the age, we have got the difference also, Balyavastha, Kumar, Yavan, Jara, we have got the division, different species. But there in that tattva, there is no such bhed. Why? Because it is only one. For making a jati, you need more than one. Sajatiya. Bijatiya. Bijatiya means other than human being, we have got animal kingdom, plant kingdom, and in all of them we have got many, many divisions. But he is bijatiya bheda rahit, sajatiya bheda rahit, bijatiya bheda rahit. There is no bheda in other species also. Why? Again, because it is one. Swagat bheda rahit, swagat. In ourselves there is a bheda. Hands are not legs, legs are not eyes, eyes are not ears. They are different, their functions are different. But that Brahman, that Atman has got no swagat bheda. Why no swagat bheda? No gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. Therefore, there is no bheda. So it is sajatiya, bijatiya, swagat bheda rahita, desh, kal, vastu, aparichinna or parichinna rahita.
In the old book it says parichinna.
Parichinna or avichinna, it means the same thing.
Avachinna.
Avachinna. So, how to know such Atma? That is a Swayam Prakashate. Self-effulgent, you don't have to do anything. And in it's in effulgence only we come to know that we are Ajnani. Ajnan also is illumined by that Atman only, that we are Ajnani. So, what we have to do? We have to only remove it. Remove the ignorance, the Atman will be self-effulgent, you will experience it. You will experience it means you are that. You are that. Because of the Vajjnana, we are thinking that we are limited. Achha, Bhagwan, thoda sa Ajnan ke baare mein aur thoda batao. Give me a little bit more detail about my ignorance.
Knowledge about ignorance.
Knowledge about ignorance. And how that can be removed. Verse number 5.
Ajnana kalusham jivam.
Ajnana kalusham jivam.
Jnanabhyasad vinirmalam. Jnanabhyasad vinirmalam. Kritva jnanam swayam nashet. Kritva jnanam swayam nashet. Jalam katakare nuvata. Jalam katakare nuvata. Ajnana kalusham jivam. Jnanabhyasad vinirmalam. Kritva jnanam swayam nashet. Jalam katakare nuvata.
He says, Ajnana Kalusam Jivam. This Jivam is Ajnana Kalusam, defiled by the ignorance. Jnana Abhyasat Vinirmilam. And it can be purified also. By what? Jnana Abhyasat. Now the Jnana word Shankaracharya has not used, only Jnana. Now he is saying, Jnana Abhyasat. Abhyasat means practice. By the practice of Jnana, you can become purified. You can remove your ignorance. How? Kritva Jnanam Swayam Nasyet Jalam Katak Renuvat. This knowledge, this Jnana Abhyas will also settle down after removing the ignorance. Like Katak Renuvat. Katak Renuvat. You see, in the earlier times, in the rainy seasons, the water would be always muddy, muddy water. And if you want to make it potable, what they used to do? Katak. There used to be a nut, katak. Make the powder of that, sprinkle on the top of that muddy water. It will make a film, and this film will start settling down, taking all the muddy particles or the dust particles by the gravitational force and the katak renu and all the dust particles will settle down. So what remains on the top is the pure potable water. You can drink that water. Katak Renu is nothing but in modern times you can count it alum. Pitkari alum. So what happened in Katak Renuvat? Katak Renuvat is a purifier. It takes all the impurities and settles down. Similarly, Jnana Abhyasat will remove your ignorance, and with the ignorance, this Jnana Abhyas will also, what will remain? Only the Atman will remain. So Jiva is sullied by this ignorance, we all are affected by that, and in that ignorance what we say? Dehoham. We say I am Deha, we don't say Brahmoham. Even if I tell you 1,000 times you are Brahman, you will say no, Dehoham. So when I am attached to the gross body, I say I am fat, I am tall, I am short, I am fair, I am dark. Why am I attached to the pranas? I say I feel thirsty, hungry. When I am attached to the mind, I say I am sukhi, I am dukhi. When I am attached to the intellect, you will say I could understand today. Otherwise, I was like Arjuna, everything went above that intellect. So this happens, and at the same time I become doer and enjoyer. Doership comes, karta and bhokta. Because of this attachment with all these bodies, I become karta and bhokta. And when karta and bhokta I become, what happens? The desires start coming. Because I am identified, because of ignorance with different bodies, I think I am not sukhi, I am not purna, although I am Brahman, who is Sachidananda, who is purna, but I think I am apurna, and to make myself purna, the desire comes in me. And when the desires fulfilled, greed will come. When the desire is obstructed, growth will come. Desire fulfilled, mud will come. Others have got more. Matsar will come, jealousy will come. And it deludes us, moha will come. So one desire has got many side effects. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. And the original is kama. So we have to tackle this kama. This we have got the satripu. And how this can be removed? Jnana abhyasat. By practice of jnana. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, nahi jnanena sadrisam pavitram iha vidyate. If you want to purify yourself, there is nothing else than better than jnana. But what is this jnana abhyasa? Jnana abhyasa here is sravan, manan, nididhyasan. That you have to do again, 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 and again. Because this has to be practiced. In 2.5 years, I am telling the same thing again, 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 and again. Because we tend to forget. And again we have to convince. Jnana abhyasat. Why abhyas is said? Why we have to do it again and again? We are all intelligent people. But we are not like Sukhdev. We are not like Sukhdev ji or Sanak Adi. Ek bar bola gyan ho gaya. Our equipment is not fit. Arjun's equipment was also not fit. It didn't happen. Therefore, abhyasat is needed. Abhyas, continuously you have to practice. What I have to practice? Now you say, aham jivosmi, aham dehosmi, aham dehosmi, aham dehosmi. You have to do, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. You have to continuously do. And when you go on doing this abhyas, this practice, it will take long time. This aham brahmasmi will become subtle. It will overpower aham jivasmi. Which is more powerful, jiva or brahma? So if we start practicing aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, millions of lives we are saying, aham dehoham, aham ehoham, aham jivoham, aham dehoham, aham jivoham, aham dehoham. So if we start practicing aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, it will become powerful, it will become subtle. And this vritti, no doubt, this is also a vritti, this is also a knowledge. But this knowledge will overpower that vritti, that I am jivoham, I am jivoham. And like Katak Renuvat, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, the ignorance, everything will come, settle down, and a time will come, there is no vritti. You got it. Now we have got the vritti, jivoham, jivoham, jivoham. So this vritti is ignorance. So we have to use Katak Renuvat. Katak Renuvat is aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. Brahman is more powerful than jiva. Brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. And when the ignorance is gone, you don't have to now practice aham brahmasmi. Both the practice and the ignorance gone. Do I have to do anything for the Brahman or the Atman to see his brilliance? Aham Brahmasmi is to remove the ignorance aham Deosmi. Its job is only to remove. That's all. To get that Atman or the Brahman, nothing is to be done. Only thing is to remove the ignorance. To see the sun, what you have to do? Remove the clouds. Job is done. Similarly, we also have to do the same thing. That means avidya maya can be removed by vidya maya. Aham brahmasmi is also a vritti. Aham dehosmi is also a vritti. Aham dehosmi is the avidya maya. Aham brahmasmi is the vidya maya. By vidya maya, remove the vidya maya. In vidya, in maya itself, there are three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Rajas and tamas bind, sattva also bind. But by sattva, you can overcome rajas and tamas. Therefore, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Arjun Nitya Sattvastho Bhava, you come into the Sattva Guna. Thakur Ramakrishna used to give a beautiful example of Vidya Maya and Avidya Maya. When you go to the Rajasthan side, you will find lot of thorny bushes, like thorns in rose bushes. You get na thorns, chote chote hota hai. And these thorns will fall on the your pavement, and the villagers, when they walk barefoot, so they have to pierce. Chota sa kanta ghus gaya. Now you can't see. How can you take out another thorn? So that thorn, another thorn, is vidya maya, and the one which has gone inside your feet is avidya maya. So Thakur Ramakrishna says, with the vidya maya thorn, take out the vidya maya thorn and throw both of them. You don't keep the vidya maya thorn in your pocket. Do you keep? You don't keep. Same way, aham brahmasmi is vidya maya. You have to remove avidya maya, aham jivosmi, aham deosmi. And once this happens, what will happen? You will be now Sachidananda. You will say, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham Sachidananda. You have gone beyond trigunatit, gone beyond trigun. So you have to do the sravan again and again. I know after 7 days you will forget this, but you have to continue the practice, sravan, manan, make the knowledge doubt free. The science is there, 2 + 2, 4 will happen. Your knowledge should be doubt free. And then nididhyasana. Nididhyasana is continuously practice. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. So after realization, should I have to do again this practice of Aham Brahmasmi? No! Now I know. Aham Brahmasmi is also a vritti. Aham Deosmi is also a vritti. And the ignorance vritti of Aham Deosmi, I have removed by Aham Brahmasmi. Meri marji hai, hum kare puja uske baad mein. For the jnani, nothing is required ki usko puja karna hai, karma yoga karna hai, jap karna hai, he has to visit temple and all that. Nothing required. Therefore, there is no vidhi nishedh in the scripture. Ved mein kuch nahi likha hai. Everything is written for the brahmachari and brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. Once you get the knowledge, then there is no vidhi nishedh. All those parampara sadhans are for the purification of mind. Once the purification of mind has happened, knowledge has happened, you need not do the parampara sadhan. Meri marji karenge, nahi marji nahi karenge. And after that, what you will say? Asangoham, na purusoham, na brahmanoham. Who am? Satchidanandoham. Satchidanandoham. So in the first verse we say, Atmabodh required for the seeker of liberation. Those who are muksu, they have to study the Atmabodh. In second verse it was said, the direct cause for liberation is the knowledge. Jnana bina mochana siddhati. Jnana is required. In the third verse, it is said only knowledge can remove the ignorance, not karma. Avidya can be removed only by vidya. And ignorance creates limitation. Fourth, ignorance makes us limited. That I am limited in power, limited in money, limited in strength. But vidya will remove it. And in the fifth, jnana removes ajnana. Jnana also ceases like katak renuvat. Aham brahmasmi also will settle down like aham deosmi. You don't have to repeat thereafter. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Subhiji, quick.